Now, whereabouts is Covington? And tell me a little bit about your high school career there.
Covington is about like 35 minutes south of Seattle. It's a suburb of a city called Kent, Washington. And my high school career, you know, we were pretty good. And I credit a lot to the coach that was there, Keith Hennig. He did a phenomenal job with us. And I was actually teammates with a girl that is playing at Gonzaga University over in Spokane. And we, two of my high school years, of my sophomore and my senior year, we went 28-1. And I think I ended with my record was like 103-13 for my wins and losses. And we ended up winning state my senior year. So that was pretty special.
Now, was there a little extra meaning for you to have Nebraska meeting Washington in football and volleyball here this fall?
Yeah, you know, it was really cool to see that, and it was bittersweet. Obviously, like, I have a lot of friends that go to Washington, and my whole family has been Washington fans and whatnot, and so it's kind of fun to see that happen and me to rub it in their face. And they're huge women's basketball Nebraska fans, but other than that, that's really it. And so it's fun to see my school beat basically their school, so it was cool.
Now, what about in the last meeting in the bowl game with Nebraska losing? Has there been some ribbing from your teammates and other students?
Oh, yeah. There has been, you know, and my uncle is a huge, huge diehard Husky fan. So he definitely posted something on my Facebook wall about them beating us and whatnot, and that revenge is sweet. And but yeah, so I've gotten it from lots of people, but you know what? I did the same to them when Huskers beat them. So it's just karma coming back.
Yeah. Now, I see by your bio in the media guide that you conducted a basketball clinic in Mexico. Tell me about that.
Well, my senior year in high school, me and three of my girlfriends, we went down to Mexico. And, you know, we didn't really expect to be doing a basketball clinic, but we went down with some of their moms, and all three of us knew each other by our select team that we were on in the summer. And so our select coach goes down to Mexico quite often, has a house there. And so we were just down there, and she has been working with this, like, basketball team down in Mexico, you know, and just working on, like, fundamental things and stuff like that. And she always goes down and talks about, like, her select teams and how good we are and, like, what we do and just fun things like that. And so when we were down there, my coach was just like, oh, my gosh, like, we should just put on a little clinic for the people in, like, the little town, because we went to a town called San Pancho in Mexico. And so she's like, well, that would be awesome just to put on a little clinic and whatnot. And at first, like, all of us girls, we were like, wait, you want us to leave the beach to go play basketball? This is the vacation. So it's like, come on. But we ended up doing it, and it was only, I think, like an hour that we did it. But it was probably the most memorable thing I'll remember from Mexico, and how much, like, fun I had, and just how, like, their eyes, like, lit up when they just saw us come, like, help them out. And it was just something small, and but they just loved it. And so I think that was honestly the coolest part.
Was there a language barrier? How did you communicate?
Well, my coach knows a little bit going down there quite often. But there is also someone there that was able to speak Spanish and English. And so she was kind of like our translator and whatnot. So it wasn't that tough, because we had her. I think if we didn't have her, it'd be a lot harder. But thank goodness that lady was there.
Lindsay, what are you studying and what's in your future? Sounds like coaching might be something that would be pretty appropriate for you.
Yeah, I would love to coach. Coach college especially. I think that's probably my dream job, would to do that. You know, who wouldn't love going to work in sweats most of the time, you know? But I am a communications major with a minor in psychology. But yeah, so I'm just studying communications and hoping a coaching job will be somewhere in my future.
Well, Lindsay, thanks very much for being with us on the bench. We appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks for having me.